Blog Talk Radio.
I got dreams too. Trying to break bread with the greatest, both up broke dead and deflated. Till I woke, I'm more hyena, rolling packs with no hiatus. Roll seat back, listen to tracks, I'm driving, waving, say hi haters. On that indie, got my whipping, on the hunt, so call us raiders. On the lost spark, and it's all starts, we was all heart. Mic and some ticket hit key parts, studio writing that hallmark. You was in the mall, copping that Paul Blart, didn't fall for it. Never was the one following trends. Then again, how can I say I'm the realest alive? First song on my ounce, pretend. I don't know how many moments I got to spend, most important currency that you could give. You out here chasing the paper, I sit here hating the fact that I ain't with my kids. Say that it's worth it, gave in to the biz. So praying to God I can make an amends for all the mistakes in my own home. Still got the feeling I'm a little bit displaced, filled with adrenaline, try to keep it this pace. Know that I can, cause with the mistakes is who I am. Praise to the code, no more sitting on the fence days. No more can I pay the rent days. Transform through the sensei, still not influenced by the Bentleys. I ride my own life to my lid.
Non-traditional in my thinking, that's probably magnifying with each glass that I'm drinking. Imagining bigger picture, the chances seem to be shrinking. Waking at crazy hours, can't chase the dream when you sleeping. We built different, they still praying that it manifests. My goal is to never let movement detection cameras rest. Local to global and plotting potential planets next. Threat of taking one of mine, I'll show you a man possessed. Check the scoreboard, used to being down a few. Persevere for those who never stop saying they proud of you. Ask for relief and get nothing, it's like they heard you wrong. But start a winning streak and everybody got your jersey on. They fair weather, we fare better without them. Leave wherever you found them, see their pleasure is doubting. On the noose, irrelevant who's not sicker. But the primary ones hating ain't necessarily rocking the swastika.
Feel it. That ain't what it's about. They too busy running, 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 chasing clouds.
All people do is speak about what they got, which is a whole lot of something. It don't really mean nothing. And me, yeah, I got a little bit of nothing, but it really means something. And that's what keeps my blood pumping, that fire. Boy, to have you all off in your feelings. Soon as these 16 start feeling, they gon' swear that it was a killing. And it don't matter if you hating or not, I'm taking it out on everybody, especially the ones that think they somebody. But on the real, really ain't nobody. Say damn, I wish I had that same advantage, cause I would teach you lanes how to manage me. Cause cash rules everything around me. Greed, y'all sitting waiting to see me bleed. So I got hunger pains to play the hunger games, and I'm taking shots at all of you lanes. So it's lights out and bedtime for you busters. Cause when I grip that mic, I'm like a bully when I'm busting. Laying haters down, clowning on you hoes. Middle finger in the air to all of those who still oppose.
It don't matter if I'm silent or not, I'm still hot. About you hating or not, I won't stop. And it don't matter if you with me or not, I'ma shoot my shot. I'ma shoot my shot. You care less about you hating or not.
Keep talking.
is fuel to my flames. You try to break me down, but I bounce right back, cause I'm a beast with 60 seconds, and I'm gone to November, but I'll be back with a minute, and these 16 bars, so till the death of me, I'ma shed blood up on this microphone. Consider me one of a chosen few, the last of a dying breed, and I don't crack from the pressure, so your rap can't fool me. I can see it so clearly, you ain't about that life. You want the gain with no pain, but the struggle so real life. I itch for the fight, bet we lock like pits. When it's something that we want, you got the game on lock, and I take what I want. So who ain't about this life? Cause it's fist display, a pistol play while I'm waiting on my moment. Take advantage of my kindness for weakness. I got a full grown fly, whether I'm shining or not. My hustle can't be stopped. Whether I'm shining or not, my hustle can't be stopped.
It don't matter if I'm shining or not, I'm still hot.
I'm still hot.
What's about you hating or not? And it don't matter if you with me or not,
I'ma shoot my shot,
I'ma shoot my shot.
You care less about you hating,
about
or not.
You hating
it
or not.
It don't matter if I'm shining or not,
I'm still hot,
I'm still hot.
What's about you hating or not,
I won't stop.
And it don't matter if you with me or not,
I'ma shoot my shot,
I'ma shoot my shot.
You care less about you hating,
about
not.
You hating
it or not. It don't matter if I'm shining or not,
I'm still hot,
I'm still hot.
What's about you hating or not,
I won't stop.
And it don't matter if you with me or not,
I'ma shoot my shot,
I'ma shoot my shot.
You care less about you hating or not.
Bitches, hoes, oh, dish white ass motherfuckers. That's how I feel about you motherfuckers. That's real. JAG to the fullest, boy. I've been a general, advocating on these streets. Dubtown, Lovetown, you know who it is. I'm out.
Welcome back to business, baby, right here on Chop On It Radio Network System. I am the Mister. We getting ready to get it in tonight, man. We got some of that info for you for our Chop On It session, man. Hey, if you want to call in and drop your promo, or you want to call in and comment on the topic, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6057. I'm talking about, man, we getting ready to get it jerking off of here, man. Got to say big shouts out to Famo Nation. Big shouts out to our sponsor, man, right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, where we broadcasting from, Polish to Perfection, LLC. Make sure you holler at the owner, Brian Stevenson, and get your ride. If you're looking for tent, he the best tent professional in Muskogee, Oklahoma, you dig. And if you want your car professional detail, professional polish, professional wax. I'm talking about that wax that just bead up when that water hit and it just roll off, man, like you pouring beads down on it. Holler at Polish to Perfection, LLC. Got to give a big shout out, man, to my famo, Night Train, the brand, man, the booking director, the green room director. Hey, y'all already know we're going to be checking in with him here shortly, man. Big shout out to Jag the Official. Big shout out to YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, Stefan the Phenom. Hey, man, we off in here, baby. And I got to say, man, this upcoming week, man, y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of hot interview sessions coming. Our Dynamic Women series is coming back, so make sure you stay tuned next week for the return of the Dynamic Women series, man. That's going to be jerky, man, I'm telling y'all. And we got some new moves and some other moves we're going to be adding in as well, man. So I got to say, man, salute out to everybody that's been rocking with us, everybody that's been replaying the show, man, that's been tuning in. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate that support. And we appreciate that love, man. But y'all know, since we back, man, back to business, we got to give a shout out, man, to our top five countries that's rocking with Chop On It Radio. Our top five countries, y'all already know, of course, United States, number one, baby, salute. Nigeria, number two. Number three, Germany. Number four, the UK, the United Kingdom. And number five, Big Brazil, baby. So major, major love to them. Also, got to send a salute out to Vietnam, Taiwan, Malaysia, Japan, Russia, in Germany, man. They stepping up, more listeners tuning in to Chop On the Radio. So it's much love and it's all appreciation, man. So, man, like we say, man, you come on Chop On the Radio, you might be heard, you're going to be heard all around the world, man, and in the States. You dig? Got to say, man, big shout out to J. Chris Style, man, for them Money Matt song that he dropped on us, man, and that Mo Money song that he dropped on us. We're going to be getting into them. And also, man, got to say big shout out to the Next Level DJs, man. So y'all already know, man, Drip Squad. Can't forget Drip Squad, man. Shout out. Big shout out to the Drip Squad, man. Y'all already know how it's going down, man. And check this out. They got Hated or Love It. We Make a Difference. Unity Movement. Drip Squad. That's June 26th. Unity Takeover. Dripped Out. Saturday Eve event. Fire and Flare Lounge. 8 to 2 a.m. Slots are available. That's $20 for out of state. $40 in state. 7-minute slots. Come support, man. Lonnie B. Talk Show. Sabrina the Model, Hush Radio, Gangsta from No Limit Records, and several others will be attending. Don't miss out on an awesome show. Vendors want it. Come sell your merch. $35 a setup fee, man. That ain't nothing. So hit them up now for slots while they last. Don't meet them there. Beat them there. Go turn up with them because it's about to be lit, man. We say jerking. They say lit, man. So it's going down, man. Make sure y'all check out Drip Squad. And we're going to let you in on a little secret. We're going to have Drip Squad right here on Back to Business, Chop On It Radio. You dig? We're going to have that Drip Squad right here, man, in the flesh, man. I say shout out to Texas, man. Texas be rocking with us real strong, man. And I got to emphasize on Dallas, and I got the DFW, man. Got to say shout out to that. And also Houston, man. Shouts out to the town. Y'all already know we rocking with y'all, baby. Much love. Hey, man, I love Texas, man. Every time I done ever stepped foot in the state of Texas, man, or been in the state of Texas, it's been all love, man. I done always enjoyed myself and always ate good, partied good, had good fun, man, met a lot of good people. I'm still trying to track down this one connect, man, I got in the hills, man, Highland Hills, I believe that's what they call it down there in D-Town. As soon as I can find them, man, we're going to make some action happen. You dig a female DJ down that way, but we're going to make it happen, man. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go on ahead and serenade you with some of this music before we get off into this first info drop, man. And y'all already know we got to go with that Brain Game off that Bloodline Tested, baby. Oh, yeah, we jerking.
That motherfucker rip. If I hate a talk shit, bust his motherfucking lip. I ain't never play games, nigga, you know who it is. Talk shit all day, bitch, I do it big. Tell a hater for a stick, I can't fuck with my clique. Motherfucking money making me seem as nasty. Little finger to the hater, loud, bitch. Good for nothing, assholes after my rich. Feeling to the DC, yeah, that's my motherfuckers getting too pretty. Hell nah, I ain't pretty. And nigga, we don't try to be. Tell them it's a romance, I ain't so what you wanna be. Step up, do something, what's gonna be. You a pussy in my eyes, trying to say you too. Fall hard on a nigga like he bunk. If that nigga say something, I'ma pop my trunk.
Pop my trunk,
give
that motherfucker rip.
Okay, I'm out of my mind, I've been loaded for days.
get that nigga back, back, or I'm gon' spray. I'm so drunk, I don't think you wanna stay, cause it's about to go down, you can't be safe. Coming at your heart, busting in the middle way, nigga, if you wanna fight, let's go. Beat your ass, I ain't never been a whole motherfucker, why? All you niggas kicking, so fast butter, melt you like I'm baking. He scared, he shaking, he say he just, he faking. Laughing at your haters cause the money I'm making. Hot spot, I'm taking. Yeah, I'm going in, you a motherfucking foe. Fuck a motherfucking friend, wanna see to the end. No, I don't pretend, if you down with me, you family. And that's just what that is, okay, what you do. Can't folks show them how we do it, let that folk fire rip. Now that nigga drippin' fluid. I done told him that we stupid. Don't think about shit, just do it. All you pussies need to move it before I pull it and use it. Put a hater on his back, then I roll me up a fat. Roll me up a fat one. I like him like that. With that brandy in my cup, fill that motherfucker up. Shit got me right up. Let a nigga run up. Then I
hug, hug, hug. Let that motherfucker rip.
TKYL,
yeah.
Nigga.
More money, money, more money, money, more. 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 More money, money, more money.
She all about the money.
She all about the money.
She don't do shit for free. I'm all about my money.
I'm all about my money.
I told her come and fuck with me.
I told her come and fuck with me.
She all about her money.
She all about her money.
She don't do shit for free. I'm all about my money.
Hey, come here with your big fire, man. Hey, let me tell you something real quick.
I'm trying to see something shake, la mama. This ain't no game. Get on that pole and do your thing. I swear I make it rain. She like my watch, it rain. She like the grill and chain. She like the way that big slab sit on them foes, man. A quarter horse for real, superstar status. She the true meaning when you think about a bad bitch. Look how them jeans fit. Look how that ass sit. She got these niggas going broke. This shit ridiculous. I'm part of making, so she know I got a bigger ranking. I'm straight out of Texas, so she know what the fuck I'm drinking. I'm trying to take her to the room and beat it all night. I'm talking 12 rounds, baby, no Tyson fights. So let me see you bust it open for a real nigga. Salute to Pimp C, she only fuck with real niggas. Players get chosen, hoes get exposed. Real bitches get dope and work their mouth like a pro.
She all about the money. She don't do shit for free.
She don't do shit for free.
I'm all about my money.
I'm all about my money.
I told her come and fuck with me.
I told her come and fuck with me.
She all about her money.
She all about her money.
She don't do shit for free.
She don't do shit for free.
I'm all about my money.
Donna,
I told her come and fuck with me.
I told her come and fuck with me.
money, money, money. If you ain't talking about it, get the fuck away from it. My conversation boss, my reputation boss. Got a city of niggas with choppers ready to set it off. Got hustle in my blood, I get it from the mud. Trade 5-7 lil sister, yeah, nigga, cuz. My skills hanging bills, I'm the plug on them pills. Keep a white girl with that white girl in Beverly Hills. I'm waiting on that wire, that work in the tire. Bitch hot with that green dot, my pockets on fire. These niggas be choosing, I just wanna use them. That bread and that head, let's not make shit confusing. Don't need all that drama, don't wanna meet your mama. I only make time for a nut and a dollar. These niggas wanna handcuff, that's that bullshit. But I fuck a boss nigga for a
movie. Don't do shit for free. She don't do shit for free. I'm all about my money. I'm all about my money. I told her come and fuck with me. I told her come and fuck with me. She all about her money. She all about her money. She don't do shit for free. She don't do shit for free. I'm all about my money. I'm all about my money. I told her come and fuck with me. I told her come and fuck with me.
Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems.
You a motherfucking snake. Yeah, most thought I ain't know. Do anything for a dollar. Type set up a bro. Whole moves from a whole nigga. Claim real, but he fake. Keep bullshit from around me. How many guns it take? I'm gon' protect my plate. Just stay out my way. Don't cross me your mind. You'll be DOA. I don't want your bitch. Bitch, you stay away. I just want my bread. Plus my wife don't play. How many motherfuckers do you think I fuck with? Circle stay small to eliminate the fuck shit. All my niggas get it and stay with it, hope you know this. We don't got time for your blow up, keep that whole shit. Tell that little nigga talking now, you don't know me now, we ain't friends. Little bitch being basic, stay over there, do that with your friends. Every day we buy the dollar, whole lot of dollars, we get it in. Famo, what we call it, live by the cold, that's what it is. We get it in. Don't fuck with your partner, don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. More money, more problems.
I don't know your homie, don't know his king. What you trippin' for? We ain't never been friends. I'm from the O, baby. I don't know his friends. You get basic on me, so let's smoke your cheese. Turn it over for me, like you popped a pill. Make it dumb for me, I'm tryna see your body skid. He be capping rapping, we ain't even cool. I be smashing dirt roads, I'm an active fool. I ain't cool with him, he don't know me. I stay jerking, girl, nah, he ain't my homie. Got a thermal code, he don't know it. But since you capping, come and put it on me.
Tell that little nigga talking now, you don't know me now, we ain't friends. Little bitch being basic, stay over there, do that with your friends. Every day we buy the dollar, whole lot of dollars, we get it in. Famo, what we call it, live by the cold, that's what it is. We get it in. Don't fuck with your partner, don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field.
Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field.
Money Mac.
Double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my stock done bubbled up. I double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my stock done bubbled up. I pulled up, never had to stir. Keep it all a thousand, I never got a front. Watch me run it up while I'm moving to the bag. Cause I grind 25, not going hard for the cam. Got people depending, but you wouldn't understand. The music doing numbers cause money man is in the man. I got a spare that'll lift you. I've been telling you I got a plan. Put my all into God and watch it all expand. I put in work. My grind is from another land, I'm so fly, I don't think I will ever land. I'm calling today's forecast, but no, I'm not the weatherman. Got people all talking, but go harder than any of them. Double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my stock done bubbled up. I double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my stock done bubbled up. I hit the club, you know I'm going off. Going so hard like I'm in the playoffs. I'm getting to the cash, I don't need it in advance. Show after show, killer stage, got the people in the trance. Got the haters so mad cause they scared to take a chance. Coming up with no one, so my grind I had to enhance. I ain't going for nothing, you don't know my circumstance. Let me paint the picture, this been a game of chance. I put it on the line and like life is not a second chance. I ain't regretting nothing I done. I know I've been a man, eating every track like a cake full of decadence. Came in my rookie campaign, spitting like a veteran. Double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my sock done bubbled up. I double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my sock done bubbled up. I run it up, my sock done bubbled up. I push it to the max, watch the money pile up. I got it on my own, so I'm never giving up. I said I got it on my own, so I'm never giving up. Run it up, my sock done bubbled up. I push it to the max, watch the money pile up. I got it on my own, so I'm never giving up. I said I got it on my own, so I'm never giving up. Double up, pulled up with a double cup. I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I said I had to run a bag and I had to muscle up. I'm making haters mad cause my sock done bubbled up. I
time for that news drop right here on Back to Business, man. Check it out. 40-year march. Only one state doesn't recognize the Juneteenth. This just dropped 16 hours ago from the Hill, baby. 40 years after the first state recognized the former end of slavery in the United States as calls for official celebration, President Biden signed legislation Thursday making Juneteenth a national holiday. The march from unofficial holiday to a former day off for most federal employees started in Texas more than a century after Union General Gordon Granger issued an 1865 order freeing the remaining 250,000 or so black people who were still enslaved in the state 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, man, 250,000 or so, could have been more. It took on until 1979 for Texas to formally recognize the holiday after legislators approved the measure introduced by State Representative Al Edwards, a veteran civil rights activist who marched with Martin Luther King Jr. Edwards introduced the bill in the first of his 13 terms in office, man. So Governor Bill Clements signed the measure into law, and Texas celebrated the first Juneteenth holiday in 1980. What? They celebrated the first Juneteenth holiday in 1980, man. So in an interview in 2007, it was the son of a minister compared the Juneteenth celebration to Jews celebrating their escape from enslavement in Egypt. This is similar to what God instructed Joshua to do as he led the Israelites into the promised land. Edwards told Yahoo, a national celebration of Juneteenth state by state serves a similar purpose for us. Every year we must remind successive generations that this event triggered a series of events that one by one defines the challenges and responsibilities of successive generations. This is why we need this holiday. Every president since former President Clinton's administration has taken the opportunity to issue statements or remarks honoring the holiday. And for the last dozen years, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, who represents the same Houston area that Edwards represented in the Texas legislature, has introduced a measure in Congress to make the day the nation's 11th official holiday. Other states slowly followed Texas' lead. Florida adopted the Juneteenth holiday in 1991. Okay. The old state, man, Oklahoma, in 1994, man. And in Minnesota, 1996. This is crazy. 31 states adopted the holiday between 2000 and 2009. Still, you mean they still adopting these days all the way up until the end? And another 13 did so in the decade that followed. Just this year, legislators in Hawaii and North Dakota approved measures recognizing the holiday. Only six states, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, Virginia, Washington, and Oregon, have made Juneteenth an official state holiday, meaning state workers get a paid day off. That group is likely to grow in the coming years now that Congress, you know, has went ahead and approved that paid holiday for the federal workers. My mom's got that. Only one state, South Dakota, does not recognize Juneteenth as either a state holiday or a day of observance. And even there, legislators, a are pushing to add the holiday to the state's list of formally recognized celebrations. We should all be able to celebrate the end of slavery, said State Senator Reynold Nesby, who introduced one of two bills to honor the holiday this year. South Dakota is the only state in the union that happens to have a 60-foot statue of the great emancipator carved into the side of a mountain. So I think South Dakota is a great place to celebrate Juneteenth. The South Dakota State Senate approved one of the two measures honoring the date introduced by State Senator Jim Boland earlier this year, but Boland's bill did not make it through the state's house before session adjourned. He said, "I was very disappointed when my bill didn't pass the last time." Boland, a retired history teacher, said in an interview Wednesday, "I just thought that after the tragedy of George Floyd at the end of May of last year, I didn't want South Dakota to be the last state to honor that holiday, and it's going to work out that way." Boland's measures would have made Juneteenth a so-called working holiday, one that did not grant workers a day off. Nesby, one of six senators who voted against Boland's bill, introduced a version that would have granted the day off. But both men said they expect South Dakota to go along now that the holiday has been approved unanimously in the U.S. Senate and by a huge and bipartisan margin in the U.S. House. You dig. So, man, if you want to read more of that article right there, man, it's giving you a lot of good information in that, man. You can go check out The Hill, man. Dropped 16 hours ago. 40-year march. Only one state that does not recognize the Juneteenth, which is South Dakota, man. And, you know, with the whole Juneteenth, for all my life, man, I can remember, you know, every year celebrating the Juneteenth right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And we used to do it up at Elliott's Park here in Muskogee, which is Elliott's Park, and changed around. You know, they took out the pool, I believe, and got the splash pad, done some more stuff. But, man, they used to bring a stage. I remember one time they brought the stage up there, man, and, you know, had performers. It was blues and different things, man. But we've always, you know what I mean, celebrated Juneteenth coming up as a kid and even going into adulthood. So it's been a regular thing for us, and it feels good, man, honestly, to see that it is recognized as a national holiday, man. You know what I mean? So that right there, man, that's super cool because we got a lot of holidays out here, man. Let's just be real, man. Got a lot of holidays out here that, you know what I mean, we might not come from, but we've adapted. You know, just people in general, you might not agree with them, but you've adapted, man, to go along in the good spirit of the nation. You know what I mean? So let's do the same thing with Juneteenth, man. Even if you don't believe in it, even you don't like it, man, just in good faith as people in our country, man, the citizens in our country, the people who keep this country going, man, let's just go ahead and respect it. You know what I mean? Because it's been long overdue. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be saying different things and, you know, being very racist about it and taking it to a direction they shouldn't take it to. So, you know what I mean? Let's just hope everybody, man, especially you and your friends, man, just respect it. You know what I mean? Because it's been a long time coming, man. And every time something like that works out, that's a step forward. That's a step forward. You know what I mean? And recognizing history, not trying to sweep it under the rug. Like it's been going on for years and years and years, and you don't want to talk about it, and, oh, let's not talk about this no more, and, oh, just give it up, and, oh, no, that history and that wound, man, is still open. And by doing certain things like this, these right here, man, at least show that somebody out there cares, somebody out there doing what they can, man, to bring awareness to that history that's being swept under the rug, of being taken out of the books, being taken out of context, and, you know, only half, 50% of the information is given, and the other 50% of the information is hidden. You dig? Giving and hidden, man. That's what it is, man. So, hey, if you're going to be out celebrating, man, make sure you stay safe. Enjoy yourself, man. If you in Oklahoma, man, you in Muskogee, I already know you're going to probably be blowing one. A drinking one, man. So blow one for your boy, man. Drink one for your boy. We're going to get off into this Meet You to Don. Let's go ahead and max out.
Okay. Maxed out. You maxed out. You know what it is. Rolling up blunts back to back, nigga. I got my homies and they don't know how to act, nigga. North tag, yeah, I'm about to show my ass, nigga. Roll up that gas, then we break out that cash, nigga. You know we get it started when we hit the party. Bad bitches twerking, trying to see who go the hardest. I'm in my bag, nigga, about to pop a couple bottles. I'm in the cut, main chink, looking like a model. Take me a drink, then we getting litty. Got some pretty bitches twerking, showing off their titties. Other chicks on the sideline, yeah, they say they kissing. By the end of the night, me and them gonna be missing like
turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Ain't turning down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing ass around.
Ass around.
A lot of big blunts being passed around. Light like this bitch up, tell them motherfuckers
out.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Ain't turning down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing ass around.
Okay. Ass around.
A lot of big blunts being passed around. Light like this bitch up, tell them motherfuckers
passing out.
Blowing big ass, I gotta smoke up. I brought my niggas from the Grove, so we load up. Red rags with me too when I show up. Haters main mud, but guess what? They don't know us. Plenty smoke, plenty drink, so we getting lit. These little guppies tryna hang with the big fish. My little niggas in the cut, they some misfits. Light this bitch up if a nigga try to trip, trip.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Turn up,
nigga, we ain't turning down. Light this bitch up, tell the motherfuckers
pass it out.
We ain't turning down. I'ma hit you with a stick like my name offensive. Time to knock it out the park like I play for the Braves. Shorty grinding on me like she be riding away.
Niggas talking big and did shit for me. I lay with a nigga, don't care for these niggas. I been in my bag, they pray on my figures. All the fake love and did something to me. Remember days of love, bitches up pulling me. I jumped off the porch, lit up the torch, let you know where the fuck I was coming from. Where the chicken at, the bitch feeling salty. Swear about the honey, stand at your faucet. I do it for my city, 704. Alice J got the beats on the go. Pat down or you lay down. The fuck you mean, bitch, I been around. You know the sound. Fuck around and get capped out in my prison town. Bad bitches, yeah, we brought together. Money, feathers, no, we flock together. I'm only talking, bitches, roll a boss. Bitches, you know the Michigan gang when they see us. They do anything, they little bitches won't be us. We be the rocker, they know they can't see us. You an extra bitch, call it a feature. The front on my life, now they call me so fierce. They don't want war with me, cause they know I got it. They ain't never looked after me twice, cause they know I got it. And it ain't no need to question me, cause you know I'm bad. And if you get too ratty, fuck, I fly the shot. Bitch, you fire, yeah. I'm a nameless face, moving silence. Never catch my pace, come on. more violence never crossed my lane. Profile me, I never been the same. I was born in the game, forever changed. I move around and you niggas running plays. Can't find me, I know just where you stay. It's profound, but your shit and where you lay. You could all G, welcome to my cage. Can't stop me, my time will never change. And if you fall, I'll be there to take your place. No problem, my love remain the same. Rough rider, can't you stand the rain? No meat, cheap grind to bring the pain. Fuck a picture, I ain't got no mind frame. And you could die if you thinking it's a game. Why should I have mercy on the nigga? The streets never loved me, used to walk that straight and narrow till you thought that you was above me, What was love when the down was down bad? Never fold that, bring me up like that. Choke hold on my nuts around your neck. Boat hold, better get your hand checked. What? They don't want war with me, cause they know I got it, They ain't never looked after me twice, cause they know I got it, And it ain't no need to question me, cause you know I'm bad it. And if you get too ratty, fuck up, I'll a shot it. Bitch, you fire, they don't want war with me, cause they know I got it, They ain't never looked after me twice, cause they know I got it, And it ain't no need to question me, cause you know I'm bad it. And if you get too ratty, fuck up, I'll a shot it. Bitch, you fire,
This poem is called Already Gone by Agnes Lane. When does it come to the point of return? Maybe we could find it if we all adjourn. Adjourn our loving abilities to all religion, races, and even those who fall. Fall short of monies or material things, but still have hope of endurance that brings. Brings enjoyment of life as well as we share. Not just luxury, but the poor are also there. Open your eyes and your heart to the truth shown, not believing untold lies, knowing they're not grown. We as a world needs to confide in real. Only then will we be allowed to deal with what we've seen, comprehend, standing straight with no reason to bend. Politics, politicians, musicians, all still human, coming way back even before Washington and Tubman. George and Harriet went through a lot back then. But there are some who don't remember when. So don't hold on to the past. Let it go. Move on. The future awaits all. The past is already gone.
Before the I do, fix the heart that was bruised. each other. And I look, we maimed each other. I can't live this way no further. But neither wants to leave each other.
We so wrong together. Two people that's made stuff. Feelings forever. Shooting lines with the devil. Bring the beat in, I'll tell you the reason. I ain't leaving, I don't wanna go.
Who do you love? No IG. With all of these bros, I swear one of y'all coming home. Yeah. Y'all want, I'm finna flex. If I'm with you, bitch, then I'm finna sex. I don't apologize for nothing in the past. Bad boy, I'm Puffy Combs in the flesh. Like, oh no. DJ knocking that new joint. Molly in a drink, now she's tryna fuck. Shorty face down and the bottoms up. Loud in the air and the bottoms up. Like, way up. Real nigga, I don't chase no shit. Throw a couple dollars for a fast brick. Hit a 1-2, now that's a layup. Hater. Plans to bring your friends with you. Couldn't give a fuck if your man's with you. Girl, why you acting like an amateur? Yo, like you don't know. Get lucky in the back of the photo. Got you missing from the party like my homegirl. Act shorty, can she take it? She's like, oh no. The sky is the limit. Oh hell no, it isn't. A nigga, one moon and the stars. You know I got chips, is you free to the layup? Bars. Talking about who you love. Baby, you know I'm the one.
And I can have it my way.
Freaky, you won't love me when I freak you right.
2, Back to Business, right here on Chop On It Radio. Gotta say, if you want your music played, man, on the show, all you gotta do is email us at choponitradio@gmail.com. That's choponitradio@gmail.com. And attention, music placement, attention, interview session, attention, advertiser, promotion. That way we can make sure to get the right team member back in contact with you, man. We appreciate everybody. If you sing your songs, make sure they're in MP3 format, a WAV format, and we got you, man. All drops, comedians, man. We got a few comedian clips, man. So shouts out to the comedians out there. So a lot of comedians been out grinding, doing their thing, man, making major moves. So shouts out to them, man. There's been a lot of people working. You know what I mean? I've been seeing a lot of work, man, and I'm sure Famo out his way, man, down in Dallas, I know he's been seeing a lot of work, and he got a lot of work going on. But check this out, man. This right here, I had to talk about this, man. Roughly 100 Californians are suing Red Lobster, man, over false advertising claims. Said Red Lobster, man, of 100 plaintiffs. I filed an action lawsuit against the restaurant chain. So they saying there was false advertising on the ground that a number of menu items failed to live up to their promised environmental sustainability. It says, so how the suit focuses on the practices by which the supply and fishery obtained the menu items in question, while Red Lobster claims that it receives its lobster and shrimp from companies who deliver on a sustainable and responsible fishing promises. The lawsuit, though, alleges otherwise, man. The lawsuit brings up the example that Red Lobster shrimp are sourced from industrial farms that do not employ the highest environmental or animal welfare standards, and it gets its lobster from the Gulf of Maine lobster fishery, which had its Marine Stewardship Council certification suspended last year after it was found leveraging practices that threaten already endangered North American right whales, man. So this is information for everybody to go out there to Red Lobster, man. You know what I mean? The representatives of the fisheries maintain otherwise, though. The fishermen in the state have been working to protect right whales for over 20 years now and have made great strides. You know what I mean? Stated Marina LaCroix, executive director of the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative of the suit. The fishermen have made a lot of changes in the gear that they use and the way that they fish in order to make it safer for the right whales. So a spokesman for Red Lobster declined to comment on the suit. You know what I mean? So it's more information coming as it go on, man. I'm going to be following that because basically what they saying is they ain't getting their lobster and shrimp from where they supposed to be getting it from, or what they telling people how they getting in it and the quality of it. I guess that ain't Red Lobster been getting it on the low, man. You know how you can go and you got a homie, man, they got a better deal, might be a little cheaper. So, you know, you can still raise, keep your price high with a little cheaper quality of product sneaking in there every now and again. I mean, that's how restaurants do it anyway. You go to restaurants all the time, man, everything ain't going to be top notch, but then again it might be, but they gonna get some deals in there. They gonna have to cut costs one day. And you gonna get that low grade piece of steak, and no matter how you cook that low grade piece of steak, that steak gonna be like rubber, and you ain't gonna be thinking your game messed up. No, it was just that low grade bottom shelf piece of steak you didn't buy. But man, let's go ahead, man. We gotta go ahead and hear from Famo, man. Night Train the Brand, man. So let's go ahead and get him on air. Famo, Night Train the Brand, what's going on, man?
It's a mighty, mighty situation. We were winning just like that. What's good, Famo?
Man, sitting here getting it in, man. Gotta say big shouts out to Mama Lane as well. We got one of her poetry pieces early, man. She's so powerful, man. Big shouts out. Much love to Mama Lane, man.
Yeah, you know, Mama Lane CD coming out. I had to have a talk with DistroKid because they was tripping on some shit, but we cleared that up. New CD will be coming out real soon. Poetry CD got six new Well, it got some of her old shit on there, but she got some new shit on her on this poetry CD, man. This shit never really been done like that, man. So be on the lookout for Mama Lane poetry CD. It's coming. She got some new shit in work too. But hold on, soldier. You say Red Lobster seven selling some dirt cheap shrimp and steak?
Man, they getting it from, and the quality of it, what they saying, they getting sued because I guess people got some evidence that's not where they getting it from. They going with the lower grade, the cheaper price.
You can't cut costs. See, you can't be cutting costs on quality, bro.
Trying to get quality, that shit ain't gonna ever work.
Man, quit playing. That hurt, soldier. That hurt my heart, soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Lobster fucking up. Hey, now them snitches on First 48, they stomachs going to hurt. They ain't going to tell a lot of shit.
It's nothing, man. Just think about it. Everybody that been. See, that's what we call here on the show, fellas. You already know what we call that. That's that blow up, man. They been feeding all that blow up.
They gonna feed them all that blow up. They gonna sell some blow up, nigga. God damn.
Hey, but
they
the price
gonna be
steep,
shit.
Hey,
look,
but the price gonna
be shit.
They probably getting the lobster and shrimp, man, for what, 50% cheaper. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a little box truck to come drop it off to them.
Yeah, man, nobody wants that shit, Red Lobster. Get up off that shit, bro. Hey, though, I tell you, man, the Green Room was live, man. I talked to a fan in that hole. It was going down live. Hey, shout out to our top five countries, too, man. You hear me? I love that they tuning in like that, man. Maybe we can get all the way up to top 10. Y'all got to keep tuning in, man. Y'all also know. To all the countries, man, United States just made Juneteenth a national holiday, and I mean, I know it's late, but yeah. I'm gonna take it, bro. They should have been in bed that shit, cause I just came back from Austin, bro, from a museum.
Yeah, huh? I said, you know, we just dropped the information on the on the states, man, where, you know, the time frame that they start recognizing, you know what I mean, Juneteenth, man. And Oklahoma, I know, was in 94. I look it back up, man. I got the info, man, where Texas was. But I know Oklahoma, it was 94, and that kind of shocked me, man. But a lot of people, man, you know, that I've come to learn, man, just on my journey in life, man, a lot of people really didn't know anything about it.
You'll be shocked at how many people is lost. Yeah. I don't want to say lost, but they didn't know a lot of information, the right information. Because, see, I don't remember in school them talking about Juneteenth, bro. I can't remember them saying, hey, Juneteenth this, that, and this. Never.
No,
so,
man.
Now I heard that they're going to be putting it in schools and making it part of the national U.S. history, which is, I think, pretty dope, man. People need to hear that and see. I'm just excited about that. And, yeah, soldier, man, that's what makes us a totally dope-ass different radio show, man. We getting information like this where other shows ain't doing that shit, bro. And by the way, fans, y'all show can call in, drop your comments, whatever you want to do. You can tune in online on our Facebook page or call in. So just drop that number, bro.
Man, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6648. 619-527-6057, and you can be tuned in with us live on air, man, right here on Back to Business on Chop on the Radio, baby.
That's right. Just like that, y'all. By the way, the green room, hey, if y'all ever want to get in, all you got to do is tell whoever hosting that night, hey, put me in the green room. Hey, I might be there. Well, I'm going to be there all the time. But I may be in that hole chopping it up with a new artist or a new poetry writer or football team. Hey, shouts out to the Frisco Fighters, too, bro. Them boys 4-0, man. I don't know if y'all know about the Frisco Fighters, but, man, I've been following them boys for years, man. They undefeated, bro. Maine State been having some amazing games, man. Follow them boys, man. Frisco Fighters. For real, for real.
That's
hey, so y'all think you got a pro football team up there acting a fool in Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah, man. The Muskogee Stars, man. You know what I mean? Shouts out to the Muskogee Stars, man. I know they had actually, man, they got a game tomorrow the 19th, right? Yeah, they got the championship game, man, versus the Oklahoma City Bears, man, at Enola High School, man. And the address, if you're out there, you want to go to that game, man, Enola High School, 801 East Commercial Street, Enola, Oklahoma, 74036, man. Admission is $10, 5 and under, get in free, man. It starts at 6:30 p.m., and that is a championship game, man. Holy Stars versus the OKC Bears.
Ooh, hey, man. So who you got?
Oh, I got to rock with the Muskogee Stars.
What's the score going to be, Soldier?
Man, I'm going to say the Muskogee Stars going to at least put 40 on them.
40?
At least.
Boy, you got hey, y'all heard it here first on Chop on the Radio. Hey, by the way, too, Soldier, let me hey, Soldier, let me drop in a movie review real quick because I looked at this whole last night, bro.
On
this movie review, bro, I want to drop it on the new Saw with Chris Rock in it, bro.
Man, I've been seeing it, but I ain't sat down and watched.
Man, let me tell you about this hoe, bro. Everybody, I ain't going to spoil it for you, but I'm going to give you an update on it, bitch. Now, with Chris Rock, you know he's funny. Bro, right, the dude played a good-ass role, bro. I didn't get funny Chris Rock. I got it a little bit, but for the most part, at least for one of his first serious roles, I took Chris Rock serious, and I think he done a good job in the movie, bro. Now, the killing parts of Saw, it was pretty dope. But I'm going to tell y'all, man, they went out the police department, the whole movie. They just went out the police department. Now, rather how they killed them, I think I rated out of 5 of all the other movies, I give it a 3. You know, the plot was pretty dope. The way they killed them, it was a 3, bro, compared to all the other styles, the way the other styles was. And Samuel L. Jackson played Chris Rock Daddy pretty good, bro. And then the overall movie, I give it a 3.5, bro, out of 5. It wasn't bad, y'all. It's a good movie to look at. So, but I'm comparing this, though, compared to all the other styles in the series, bro, if you get what I'm saying. The killing was good. The plot was dope. They went out the crooked cops that was in the police department, which was pretty dope, bro, because from what the cops did, it's fucked up. They deserve to get killed. But see, what made me give it a 3-2 is when I'm sorry, y'all, if I'm fucking it up for you, but I got to get to you 100K, no blow up. So check this out.
when they, you know how you give them options, right? How they give them options to either do it, to live, or don't do it. So then they never had an option to live, bro. They just fucking died. I'm sorry, that's a movie spoiler alert, but they never had an option to live, bro. It was always kill them, bro. Like, goddamn, you ain't give that boy no option to live. Nigga just automatically everybody died. Like, that's fucked up, bro.
I'm gonna have to sit down and check that out, man. Y'all heard it, man. Night Train, the brand, man. Movie review, y'all heard it right there. And what's the title of the new film?
The new, man, I forgot what the new song called, but it's the one with Chris Rock, bro.
Chris Rock, man.
It's the very new song. So my movie review is I give it a 3.5, bro.
A 3.5. Let me ask you a question though. What about the graphic quality?
Oh, it was hella dope, bro. The graphics, the movie, the graphics is, I'm gonna tell y'all, it scared me one or two times on that bitch, man. I ain't gonna lie. The way the way the laws, they show the laws killing these people, bro. Yeah, they deserve to get their ass murked, bro. Because, I mean, they were murking niggas cold-blooded, bro. I can't say it enough, bro. Chris Rock played he done a really good job in this movie, bro. I think of that boy as New Jack City funny and funny people funny. Dude really came across, didn't give no bullshit acting on this serious role, bro. So, a 3-0 round, but the graphics, man, blood every motherfucking word, bro. For real, this
so
man.
So, when you seen Chris Rock in this movie, you didn't think about Pookie?
At first I did, you gonna always think about Pookie. And then white lips that nigga got, bro, you gonna always think of, cause he rocked damn near the same haircut.
Yeah,
that
you always gonna think about Pookie, man.
Man, that high ass box he had on. Man, that's who you think about, bro. It's Pookie. Every time you see that nigga, you think about Pookie, bro.
Did something influential, man.
Instead of finding his high school sweetheart, that's something I don't understand about Pookie, bro. That nigga got that big ass turkey to do his high school sweetheart like that in that goddamn tunnel. All she wanted to do was eat some turkey on Christmas, Pookie. What the fuck wrong with you, bro? She told you she was the goddamn Pookie just fucked all of you. She was
queen.
A fucking prom queen, nigga. Damn, you gonna do a prom queen like this?
That's
nigga took,
said,
bro, he took the whole turkey, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga took the whole turkey like he was gonna eat that big.
Yeah,
Pookie,
man.
And then check this out, the nigga, Pookie, he deserved a dollar work because he had too many shots, bro. Look, being Pookie,
That's the thing, like, with actors, Femo, like, when you play certain roles so good, when they play certain roles so good, like Mike Epps, every time you see Mike Epps, you're going to think about Day-Day. Chris Tucker,
you're going to think about
Day-Day. Chris Tucker, you're going to think about Smokey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Armin, you know what I mean? You associate, when they play these roles so good, no matter whatever other movie they play, especially when you know the type of person, if they a comedian, and to be able to see a comedian if being that way all his career and then come out with a movie like you saying, man, I gotta see that.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, y'all gonna think about Pookie the whole movie because it's Chris Rock. But bro, the dude done a good job, and then Samuel Jackson done a good job. I mean, the movie was good.
Yeah, he played his daddy.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know how Samuel L. Jackson get down, bro. That boy done a really good job.
Yeah,
so they had some star-studded power in that hole, bro. He just, shit, compared to all the other sides in the series, 3.5, bro.
3.5. Ooh.
3.5, bro. That's, I'm telling you, yeah, I know, but 3.5, bro. I just, because I remember, you remember I told y'all a few seasons ago, I looked at peanut butter, what was that called, peanut butter something.
Yeah.
Peanut butter vacation or some shit like that, man. That hoe was, I gave that bitch a 4 or 5, I think. That hoe was hella good, but style is good. But, you know, right. It's room for improvement, bro. Because that's how they left, and room for improvement.
Okay.
Hey, but check this out. The plot got super twist to it, bro. It's a good movie that's in the series.
Okay, let me ask you something. Have you seen Fantasy Island?
I want to say I have seen Fantasy. Explain it to me.
You know, with the Puerto Rican Mohican. I always call him the Puerto Rican Mohican because that's what he, on Tower Heist, that's what he told Ben Stiller to call him. He said, oh, you can call me the Puerto Rican Mohican. But so every time I see him act, you know what I mean, that's what he is. But, Fantasy Island.
Tell me about Fantasy Island, bro.
Man, basically, it's an island, man. The movie good, man. It's a good movie, man. I know some people have probably already seen it, but if you haven't, man, Fantasy Island, man, it is an island that grants you your fantasies. But you got to see your fantasies out 100%. So,
and
whatever
if you
your
don't,
fantasy,
you die, right?
Well, certain things happen. You know what I mean? But that's the thing about it. See, yeah, it's
wait a minute. Was this the one where dude went in there with his sister or something, and he was like, this ain't the way it goes? Something happened?
No. Dang, this is like a group of people go on a resort. It's like a group of people go on a resort. You know what I mean? And on this resort, they go on the Fantasy Island. And on this Fantasy Island, the island grants you your fantasies. But it's what you got to play, your fantasy got to play out to 100% to its entirety. And the thing about it is, you know, when it comes to fantasies, people really only see the beginning of the fantasies or what they want to see. But you never think about how that fantasy could turn out.
I really am.
Right. So, yeah, man, it's a good movie, man. Yeah, I was watching it.
Hey,
it's cool, man.
What you give it? What you write it, man?
For me, because, you know, man, we stay on movies and stuff, man. So, Fantasy Island, for the graphics, for the storyline, you know what I mean, the actors playing their part. Man, I got to give it, like, I'm going to say 4.5.
That's all up there. See, now I got to go look at it, Famo Nation. So, everybody, let's go look at Fantasy Island, bro.
And the reason
why I say
that,
Fantasy,
man, it's a good concept, you know what I mean? To me, it's a good concept because everybody got fantasies, you know what I mean? And has depicted and like I said, the graphics, the actors playing their role, you know what I mean? I give it a 4.
You gonna take that 0.5 away from it?
Yeah, and the only reason why I'm gonna take that 0.5 away from it, man, because And you know, you can take it how you want to take it, but, you know, at least put a brother off in there or a sister off in there, too.
There was no black dude dying in the first scene.
Hey, you know what Juneteenth coming up, man. Hey, I can't get my car revoked if I didn't say it. I'm just saying,
well,
man.
Well, hey, Sound Lick.
Hey,
Sound Lick Chris Rock be the lead, you heard me? So they broke. I say Sound Lick Chris Rock be the lead. So you know that's breaking history, bro. A scary man, a scary movie, and the black man don't die.
Right, yeah, man, because a lot of them, they die first, so they don't never make it to the end.
Yeah,
they never make it to the end, man.
For some reason, they never make it out. And I don't understand why, bro, when in scary movies, bro, you hear the sound in the room, and they go check it out. Hell no. You don't ever check out a sound that you never heard before in a goddamn room that's completely dark. Man, do not check that shit out. You run. You get out that bitch. You just setting yourself up for failure. I never understood that shit with scary movies.
Man, let me drop something on you, man. On a serious note, man. Put it out there, man. You know, Alex Harvey, man, that was the Daredevil cat.
Okay.
He did jumps on, the motorcycle, the dirt bike.
Yeah,
and stuff,
in the white suit.
Yeah, the Alex Harvey, man, he did, he's 28, but he died, man, after trying to break the Guinness World Record. Yeah, he sustained severe injuries during the I was peeping this out earlier, man, and you know, I like that type of stuff, man. I get into it, man, and X Games, Off Road, and you know what I mean, Newland, man. Shouts out, they got the Newland tournament coming to Oklahoma, man. So I'm gonna try to keep you up to date on the Newland, man, because that to me, man, is very interesting. I'm not sticking my damn one in no catfish mouth under the water that I can't see. That's just me. But
no,
other people that
not
do
in
it,
a big
man,
ass hole.
No,
nah,
you give me a pole. Yeah, you give me a pole and let me fight it and work it. I do it like that all day, but I'm not going under there. That's just not me. That's not my thing.
Nah, because you're putting yourself in their territory, bro.
Yeah, you give me a harpoon and, a swimsuit, man, you know what I mean? That, and something on my arm to where can't nothing scratch it with no teeth, but I got to have something to see. You got to give me some kind of goggles that I can see in that muddy water, man. I'm not that type of person that's supposed to be in no murky water just sticking my hand in holes and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro,
you could get a water moss
in that thing and turn your ass up.
But, hey, straight,
them noodles, though, man, that shit, man, but when they do catch them, so.
It's very interesting. They catch moss.
Yeah, I like looking at it.
Me too, man. It's very entertaining. It's very interesting to me. I be intrigued because, you know, that's kind of I fish with poles and stuff like that, man. And they go, I got friends that when I went to school coming up, man, a lot of the people that I went to school with, a couple of them, man, they used to go Newland. And I went out and watched them. You know, I done been watching them do it, man. I done been to one of the competitions, man. And I ain't going to lie, man, it kind of paranoid because I was like one of the only me's out there. But everything was cool, man. They kept me drunk and kept me safe, so it was cool. But it's a big thing, man, and a lot of people love it. But, man, you got to be a certain type of special person to be able to do that and be cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying, hey, go in this murky water, go in here and stick your hand down here off of this hole, this big hole. Oh, yeah, we've been known to pull out fish that eat your whole hand or bite your whole arm. No, man, that's not cool with me. But watching them do it, it's like when you watch the Olympics events that you don't really would ever try to do, but watching them, it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what you call that one?
I'm not going to ever try to pole, like pole voting. I'm not going to ever try to pole vote in my life. I fly probably halfway across the stadium. But watching it, man, that shit's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's cool looking, man.
Yeah.
But I can't
but on
do
the
it,
motorcycle
yeah.
driver, though, man, Femo, man, he was trying to jump. He drove off a ramp, man, that was 351 feet, man. And that was his practice jump. So when he landed on the ramp, slower, man, his bike stopped moving, and he didn't. So he flew over the handlebars while his helmet flew off. You know, he was twisted at least once before reaching the ground at 20 feet away, man. So they rushed him to the, you know, hurried up and rushed him to the hospital, man. And they just said it's disappointing to watch him take a spill, but he was very sturdy with us from the beginning. And spills happen, you just have to roll with it, he said. But unfortunately, he didn't make it, man, and he died. So they confirmed it, you know. But before his jump, you know, she said his wife, man, said that she had already got used to the risk her husband was taking. You know, he also had been doing it for a long time, and it became like a normal thing to her. So she witnessed a personal tragic incident as she attended an event with their children. And but he had been practicing the jump in the past 2 weeks, and he didn't use he didn't know ramp. You know what I mean? So while he was practicing for them 2 weeks, I guess he wasn't using no ramp.
Well, he was using the net.
Man, I don't know what he was using. I guess he was just jumping, freelance jumping. But when he got on that 351-foot ramp, it didn't go well for him, man.
Wait a minute, Sergeant.
He was practicing.
Was he practicing on the 350 ramp?
Yeah, man.
So he was practicing only on one side, but wasn't landing on the 350 on the other side.
Yeah, he went from a movable pre-built ramp to a dirt ramp. The 351 foot was a dirt ramp, and he tried to make his first practice jump. And when he landed short of the landing ramp's downward slope, his bike stopped, but he didn't. So his bike stopped, and he flew over the handlebars, man. Very, very sad, man. Very tragic, man. That's crazy. So, you know, he'd been doing fine. He was doing fine, man. But when he got on that 351 dirt ramp, his first practice jump, too, man. That's crazy.
Man, I'm sad, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, but being a daredevil is always a risk, bro. That boy insurance, man, that's sad, bro. The kids, the mama, on the first practice. I mean, I got so many questions, like, bro, why would you practice on a whole, I don't understand. What would make him do that, like? Well, I just don't get it. Like, he was practicing. The net had to catch him, bro. And then on the practice run, why he still didn't have a net back there just in case?
Man, I would rather just, well, you gotta practice. I understand that. But I'm like you, maybe not go so far the 350. You know what I mean? Maybe wait until, but you got to get the feel of the 351-foot ramp, I guess, man. But, I'm like you, man. Set up a practice day, you know what I mean, and take you a couple practice jumps with some safety precautions, you know what I mean?
Just don't go out there and raw dog it on your first. Come on, bro.
351-foot, man, that's a, but he was trying to break the record, too, man, so. You know, 351-foot ramp, man. That's a nice incline, man. That's a big ramp.
Boy, that's like going up a mountain.
Man.
And then to clear that bitch, bro, you better. Yeah, I just think he should have had
R.I.P. the big homie, though, man.
Yeah,
R.I.P. to him, you know, he died doing something he really loved, but, man,
yeah.
That family's going to have to deal with that shit, bro.
That's real, man. Let's do this, Demo. Let's take a real quick music break, man, and we're going to come back and chop on it, man, before we get up out of here.
That's right. Let's get it, man.
Hey, y'all heard it right here, man. Right here, man, the Mister and Night Train, the brand. Chop on the radio. Back to business, man. Let's go ahead and get it jerking, baby.
Yes, sir.
With this time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass. Come to with this time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass.
That brother that you hear me, this shit may hear me loony. Don't want a piece of dirty, so they looking for that tooth. Know a bunch of crazy patients where they thoughts be in illusion. Some kind of witching town, missing where they heard the shooting. 13 and B-Ways, hot as DYN production. Block is raised, booming, no clump, this man is crucial. Haters blocking, berries, standing straight with Mr. Susan. Super plug across the clan, my section, super stupid. Get it how you live from golden sisters, bitches scary. Every day of consequences, whipping down on hair. Launch a street critic, man, talking to the jury. Claiming that you real fake, the entice the fury. Come to with your time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass. Come to with your time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass.
Have you rolling off they tickets? You got bitches for your pockets. Wake up, don't know what to do. Be crying like what buses do. Who don't want it with my team? They pull up with a double B. Nigga, what the fuck you mean? Even coming for you in your dream. Dub K all day. Come tripping in your stack. Have your family looking for you. Here ring cocaine. Self-made affiliated. What we do is X-rated. Well-read, motivated. Everything anticipated. You don't want smoke, bitch. We coming for your throat. Don't come to my shit tripping. We all go. No Wizard of Oz. Nigga, we gon' win. Already got heart, bitch, no missing team. We smacking up our bitches, dude, and sending in the cleaning crew. Might come up missing too, cause of what your nigga do. Turn up in the water blue, black and pink, we got a few. Crazy, cute, and cocky too, try a thing, you'll see it's true.
Come to with this time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass. Come to with this time, talk some shit and thank you, Ben. We quit to put a buck in your mouth and check your pants. I know a lot of boys, throw some guns and quit the play. Fucking with myself, make me we up that block on your ass.
Turn up on dance today. I'll be a liar shit that I eat. Come to Lord be mercy. Just when them think it's over, just when them think it's done, give them another one.
going to do?
What am I going to do?
I hope your daughter's care will never die.
Bye.
major love from Jimbo Lee, man. It's Heartbreak Hotel right there, Jimbo Lee. Hey, man, this is Top on the Radio, Back to Business, baby. We're going to give you a little bit of music and sounds, man, from people that have put in their hard work, man, into their music. That's one thing I got to say, shout out to all the artists, man, because it's hard work, man, being able to, you know, have the right, come up with the music, got to go drop it down, make sure everything right before you can release it and all that good stuff, man. So shouts out to the artists out there working, man, still pumping and making it, man, chasing that dream and that goal, man. And Jimbo Lee, man, that's across the waters right there, man. So shouts out to Jamaica, man, much love to him right there, man. So you're going to hear a little bit of music from everywhere, man. We don't just play, you know what I mean, just hip-hop and rap, you know what I mean, or gangster rap, even though we love that shit, you know what I mean, but it's a lot of other genres of music that we and artists that we do work with, man, and we play their music right here, man, because a lot of people talk about unity, you know what I mean, and everybody want to say come together and things, but then when you listen to a radio show, you know what I mean, you might listen to R&B, rap, hip-hop, you know what I mean, but you don't really hear no foreign music, you know what I mean, or you might not hear no rock mixed in with that, you know what I mean, depending on what station, you know what I mean, you listening to it, you listening to the FM station, you know what I mean, but you know what I mean, there's a lot of people that play, you won't hear no country music with no gangster rap, you know what I mean, and right here on the show, just how I look at it, just how the team look at it, man, we can kind of, you know what I mean, step over that, man, and bring everybody right here on one accord and let them shine, man. So let me go ahead and say salute to the upper class lumberjacks, man. This right here is Plum Flummoxed. Let's get it. I got to bring Febo home because I got to ask him a question. Febo, Night Train the Brand. Febo, let me ask you a question, man. Say you in the elevator, right? Say you in the elevator, right? And upper class lumberjacks, that band, man, shouts out to them, man. They come, that music come on. You in there with your old lady, right? And that song come on in the elevator. You on 401. You going up to 12. That come on. What you gonna do, man?
I'm a rock out, bro. I'm on one. I'm on elevator one.
You're a ground
one.
I'm on 401
and I'm going to 12.
Going to 12. And that tune right there come on in the elevator.
By the time I get to 12, bro, I'm gonna be learned one of them notes. I'll be like, damn, okay.
Man,
I can see what you call that, mosh pit?
And see, that's the thing, man. A lot of diversity is to me, man. It shouldn't be just talked about, but it should be shown as well, man. And
a lot of people,
you know, would like you to do certain things and live inside their box. But you got to be yourself. And if you got a squad, you got a team, man, or y'all working together, whatever the situation is, man, everybody got to have an understanding that everybody, you know what I mean, viewpoints might be different, you know what I mean? But you can respect each other's viewpoints or respect each other's opinion and still be solid, still maintain. A lot of people have a problem, man, respecting other people's, you know, like opinions or views or things about themselves. And even to this day, man, it's crazy with all the stuff that's really going on. People still like that.
Yeah.
But check this out. I got to drop this on you, fam, before we leave. You know, we big on boxing, man. We big in the boxing.
Come on, man.
Can't wait till the college football season starts because, you know, we're going to be giving the blow-by-blow right here in the college football
season.
That's
right. Let's go.
And the semi-pro team, we're going to be keeping them up. Yeah, Boomer Sooner, OU all day. He already know. Red River Driver, we coming through the whoop that ass again. We coming through there. You already know. It's the Sooners over here.
You see who we got? We got the Bama coach, right?
Man, that ain't going to do nothing.
Okay, I just want you to know
OU,
we got Bama
OU
blood in the man.
OU for the win, man.
Well, what you
hey,
do drop on about
that
box?
Move. Okay, on the boxing, Oscar De La Hoya, and you know, I'm a Mayweather fan too. So Oscar De La Hoya, man, don't get me wrong. He was a great boxer, man. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna take nothing away from him on that part. You feel me? But you know, he didn't really like Floyd Mayweather, man. You could just tell, man. You know what I mean? Like the energy, you could see whenever they was around each other, they always said little slick stuff. And, you know, when they finally did get to fight, you know what I mean? Mayweather beat him. You know what I mean? I seen the fight. Everybody else seen the fight. He did beat him. But, you know, he was trying to get a fighter to basically break Floyd Mayweather's 50-0 record. You know what I mean? He was doing that type of shit. But here it is on this news drop. That's why I had to throw that out there. Okay. So the boxing legend, Oscar De La Hoya, has finally booked an opponent for his long-awaited exhibition comeback as Triller prepares to welcome him back. The 10-time world champion. Check this out. 10-time world champion. Been mulling it over a return for years. And teasing fans about a potential big money clash with a big name boxer. But due to his age, the Olympic gold medalist opted to go down the route of finding an MMA star to share the ring with next. So
he went and got
Vitor Belfort. ESPN report. Man, confirming news on Thursday, De La Hoya sets a date in the fall. So it's Oscar De La Hoya and Vitor Belfort have verbally agreed to meet the boxing match on September 18th under the Triller banner per Ryan Covenant. So revealing more details about the weight gloves linked to the contest, he added exhibition bout. I think they're going to be, because Belfort coming in at 190. You know,
man,
wait a minute, 175, and they do 2 minutes round, 8 rounds.
2 minutes? Come on, soldiers. De La Hoya just put that's like the our friend Mayweather move he doing.
I think he's jealous of Mayweather, man. He got something against Mayweather, man. I don't know what it is, but I know he got something.
He ain't gonna make as much money as Mayweather. That fight ain't finna do what Mayweather said, did.
Right, and go back to early in Mayweather's career too, man. You know, you could tell certain press conferences, certain things, man. You know, they always just picking at each other, but he was, you know what I mean. He was great, you know what I mean. I ain't going to take that away from him. He is a boxing legend. He did his thing, man. He just couldn't, you know, do his thing when it came to Mayweather.
Yeah,
so,
Mayweather ended
really
his shit, and it's cool. But if he trying to, and then, you know, he trying to get an advantage because he get an MMA.
Yeah,
he get a
no chunk.
He ain't no joke. He lucky he just doing boxing.
Yeah, but see, that's what they're going to do. It's supposed to be just a boxing match. It's kind of like with Floyd Mayweather did with Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on. Like, Mayweather did with Conor McGregor. He doing
but not that,
that with
much.
That much money, you don't think?
Nah, man, this show ain't finna do near about what Mayweather shit doing, bro. See, I'm a Mayweather fan, too. I follow Mayweather. You know, hey, big shout out to Mayweather, bro. He got a boxing ring opening up here in Highland Park. Man, that's the rich people area, but still, my nigga got a lot of money. He need to put that hoe in Highland Park. And somebody just hit my nigga house, bro. Hey, y'all know what, bro? He got $100,000 in reward money to whoever can get him information on who hit his house in Vegas, bro. So, somebody get that man some information, bro. That's $100,000 for you. I guarantee you, them thieves ain't finna give you $100,000, bro.
No.
So y'all just think about that shit, bro. But yeah, Mayweather got a boxing ring up here coming in Highland Park. So if y'all wanna get some real true legendary training in, man, there you go. If you in the Dallas area, bro, Highland Park right here up the street. But yeah, man, his shit ain't finna do with Mayweather shit, though. And you seen Mayweather down there knock that boy out, man. It's camp told him, don't knock him out, bro. Because we got to make some money here, Mayweather. You knock that nigga out, bro, it's over.
It's over.
So he let him make it, bro. He let Logan Paul feel good by saying he stayed in a ring with a champ for 8 rounds. Nigga, you seen he hit his bitch ass and turned some spaghetti legs and he leaned on him. Hey, that nigga Logan Paul gonna get he gets a hugging award. You really? We got a hugging award trophy for that.
No, he basically said that he can beat Mike Tyson because Mike Tyson getting ready to turn 55. He said he can beat him.
See, he trying to get all my niggas at an old age, but you seen what Roy did to Mike did to Roy Jones, huh?
Man, if he fight Mike, look, I dropped a post about it.
Man,
I would love to see Mike fight dude, man, because
bro, he barely could hang in there with Mayweather.
And Mayweather was lightweight. Yeah, Mayweather touched him up. You know what I mean?
Them body shots. You seen them body shots. Those hoes started hurting.
And his face, you
and
know
his
what
brother.
You see on his face.
Yeah,
so
hey,
you
I tell you
Tyson,
though, man.
Tyson's gonna
hurt that boy.
He ain't gonna break his body down, man. That boy can't handle Tyson's power, man. At 55.
I think he's not to be playing with. Man, they doing that shit to say they is setting trends, bro. But
yeah,
he's setting it the wrong way because, man, he going to get hurt, bro. He trying to say, I've been in the ring with the best boxers in the world. But which is true, but he getting them at an old age, but he still can say, hey, I was in the ring with Mayweather. How many niggas can say that, bro?
That's true. But
if he fights, I like to see him fight
Tyson.
Man, then you know who else I want to see him fight, bro? I want to see him fight. I want to see that nigga fight Dante Wilder or Joshua or Fury. He want to go big time, but he ain't that big, though. Them boys ain't going to fight him, so he's a peon. That was an exhibition. Didn't he make $100 million?
Mayweather made 100.
He might have made
50
or 30.
Yeah. But he made some bread. But see, this is my thing right here. He got confidence. Even his trainer, his lawyer. When your lawyer tell you don't do this, if you get in the ring with this man, he's going to hurt you. If your lawyer tell you that, man, you know, you might want to take heed to some shit because he's trying to tell you legally this ain't going to be good for you because it's going to put you out of commission for a while. You get it, mm-hmm. Tyson, Tyson's going to rip you up, man. You see what I'm saying? People don't show you the pictures after Mike Tyson then fought people. You got to go look them up. When you see what them people look like after they then fought Mike, that's why the lawyer said, nah, man, you get in the ring with him, he's gonna kill you. He's gonna get, you know, we don't promote hate or violence on her. We're just saying what the lawyer said. He told him he's gonna basically hurt you. And that's what made him say, don't tell me what I can't do. I can beat Mike. He said he can beat Mike because Mike's turning 55. He's an old man.
All right.
He called him, well, he's an old man. He's turning 55, so. I like
Do you think Mike could take that fight, though?
If I was Mike, I would. He already coming back, so why not? I mean, it is a high profile fight. He did just get through fighting Mayweather, where he made that much money. So Mike gonna stand to make money. You know what I mean? He not gonna lose. You feel me?
Man, but you see. This boy gonna be the man of 100 mil in 2 fights, bro.
Man. But I gotta say real quick too, shouts out, man. Next Level DJs, man. Next Level DJs presents J Star Stacks featuring Knox Bond, man, the hit single, Whole Lot of Ass, man. Y'all stay tuned for that, man. We will be dropping that
right
here on the show, man. So y'all stay tuned. Also, man, we got, like I said, big shout out to the Next Level DJ Coalition. Y'all know I'm also part of the Next Level DJs Coalition right here on Chop on the Radio, Femo Nation. So we rocking with them real strong, man, and definitely y'all go check that out. But we got a lot of connections and hands and a lot of things in a lot of different places. You know what I mean? And there's so many members and all of them jerking, everybody doing their thing. Also, be looking for the Next Level DJs presents Cam O, man, a hot new singer, 9999, man. We're going to be dropping that right here on the show. So y'all be stay tuned for that promo, man. We got a lot of jerking to get into, man. But we're going to save it for another show. Femo, man, you ready to ride out of here?
Hell yeah, let's get it, bro.
Man, we're going to ride out, man. Appreciate everybody that tuned in, everybody that stayed on the line, man. If you're replaying this show, well, you can't because it's exclusive. So for everybody that stayed on the phone line, man, this is how we're going to ride out of here.
Mr. Exclusive. I-35, doing a buck 80. He hit me on the phone and said it's Dick Jane Lacy. Now he pussy wet, cause I took it all late. Blowing up my phone, talking about I see you later. Hold up, pull up, pussy nigga, pull up. Deuce, Beckley, tell that pussy nigga, pull up. Your family disappear. Hey, your head crying, then I tell you, look at here. Night train to brand, bitch, my album dropping soon. And I got your main boy, we going to Cancun. Hold up, pull up, pussy nigga, pull up. Where you at, boy, you never ever pulled up. Pull up, pussy nigga, pull up. Do Beckley, boy, you don't want to see ya. Hold up.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day you niggas hate. Yeah. I do this shit like every single day. Yeah. Every single day you niggas hate. Yeah. Pull up. Pussy pull up. Yeah. Pull up. Pussy pull up. Yeah. Pull up. Pussy pull up. You don't really want it, boy. Pussy nigga pull up. Hold up.
Y'all nigga looking at me. I told you pussy nigga where I be. Do Beckley, right in Oak Cliff. Everybody know me, you don't wanna hear, yeah. My nigga told them choppers and them rockaroos. My nigga told them yappers and them ugly shoes, yeah.
Them niggas say they ugly, but they really do it. Lil' mama say she pretty and she really do it, yeah. I be running like you goon boys. Every time I do it, they be like, hold on, you goon boy, yeah. Every time I do it, I be blowing bands. Blowing bands, y'all don't really understand, yeah. Cause a nigga, I be getting it like that. Everybody know they want it like that, yeah. Lil' mama say I can blow a back out when I hit it from the bed like that, ay.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day, you niggas, hey, yeah. I do this shit like every single day, yeah. Every single day, you niggas, hey, yeah. Pull up, pussy pull up, yeah.
Black in the leg, boy. Swear to God, you about to die, boy. Ooh, catch me out black in the leg, boy. I swear to God, you about to die, boy. Pull up on me quick. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Dressed in all black. Just off in the leg, yeah.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day, you niggas, hey, yeah. I do this shit like every single day.